This Gun's for Hire, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated explicit, featuring the relationship Frank Castle / Jason Todd. Hey there, baby. Chapter 1. Jason will be the first to admit that Gotham is a shithole. It's home, sure. It's his city in a way that nowhere else is. But it's definitely a shithole. The low-grade air and water pollution from various villains and their various toxins and venoms, for one. The ever-present risk of an Arkham breakout, for another. Or, more mundanely, the fact that it rains all the fucking time, wrapping the city in perpetual gloom and uncomfortable moistness. For all that, Jason maintains that New York rain is somehow worse. There is less risk of immediate death by poison gas, sure, but the back alleys are just as dirty, the overfilled dumpsters seem to stink worse, and the rain is less gloomy and more wet. Ugh. It's not the first time Jason has found himself in a dumpster, and he's sure it won't be the last, but he really hopes it's the last time he's thrown into one by a man wearing a blindfold. You doing good in there? The voice is vaguely familiar, gruff and still smooth, tickling some very pleasant memories in his brain. Frank? Jason asks. Yep, Frank says, and pokes his head over the edge of the dumpster. He's got a fading bruise on his jawbone, and otherwise looks fresh as a daisy. Unlike Jason, who is wearing a gently decomposing tangle of noodles on his head. Damage other than to his pride is yet to be determined. His shoulder hurts like a motherfucker, he knows that much. Good might be pushing it, Jason says. Groans. Need a hand? Frank asks, and doesn't wait for an answer. Possibly to avoid any macho tendencies Jason might have towards pretending he can handle it. Not that he would. He's fucking aching, and Frank has seen him naked and vulnerable before. He lets Frank lever him out of the dumpster and take most of his weight on the way down. Not many people could, not with that kind of ease, and if Jason wasn't feeling like, and wearing, the contents of the dumpster he just escaped, he would have been extremely interested, just from that. As it is, he leans against the dirty brick wall as soon as he's on his feet. Nothing's broken, at least. A couple of sore ribs, a twisted but not dislocated shoulder, a couple of already aching bruises that will bloom purple by morning. Not too bad, all in all. Come on, Frank says, and wraps an arm around Jason's waist. He could have walked fine by himself, but Frank's solid frame feels comforting. Frank apparently doesn't mind Jason's eau de garbage and general appearance. My place is just a block away, Frank says, if you want me to take a look at your ribs. Thanks, Jason mumbles. He's not gonna need asking twice. Frank probably has a shower as well. Maybe a couch, or a beer. Frank's place is utilitarian, but comfortable. Lived in. This is not a safe house, this is a place someone stays full-time, if not permanently. Frank pulls his hoodie off. It's wet and clinging to his arms. Not that Jason can blame it, he absolutely would too. Frank's shoulders and arms are bare, and when he pads over to the kitchen, he gives Jason a beautiful view of his upper back, exposed by the racerback tank. Heat pools low in his stomach. He's banged up and hurting, but he's not dead. Heh, he's not still dead. You want a shower before I check the damage? Frank asks. That'd be great, Jason says. He feels better just for being inside, but his shoulder is stiffening up and he'd like some hot water on it. Over there. Frank waves vaguely at a door next to the open kitchen. I'll find you some dry clothes. We're close enough in size. Do you mind cutting this off? Jason asks, gesturing at his t-shirt. It's ripped, either from the fight, short as it was, or from something in the dumpster. Additionally, there's a slimy piece of something that seems to have merged with the fabric. Jason's frugal at the best of times, but this one is a lost cause. Additionally, he'd really prefer to avoid moving his shoulder too much. Frank gives him a sharp glance, but finds a pair of scissors in a drawer. The touch of cold metal makes Jason shiver, but Frank doesn't comment as he cuts off Jason's shirt in efficient movements, balling it up and throwing it in the sink without looking. "Want me to look at your shoulder first?" he asks, and Jason is too tired to object. He nods. Frank's fingers are warm and dry, and they feel comforting against Jason's skin, even as they prod into the sore spots around the joint. Jason has to consciously stop himself from leaning into his touch. "Not dislocated," Frank concludes, and Jason hums in agreement. "Should I check you for a concussion?" "Didn't hit my head," Jason says. "I just need some heat on it and maybe an Advil." "Shower then," Frank says. "Towels are in the bathroom." Jason nods and turns away, opening his pants as he goes. He can't wait to get warm and clean. The shower is actual heaven. The water pressure is good, the hot water comes quickly, and Frank is as much of a clean freak as Jason himself, if his bathroom tile is anything to judge by. He stays in as long as he feels okay with. Frank might also want a shower, and he shouldn't use up all the hot water, and his shoulder feels a little looser by the time he's drying off. There's a pair of boxer shorts, plain black joggers, and a gray zip hoodie neatly folded on the floor outside the bathroom. The pants are a little tight in the thighs, but they're stretchy and comfortable. He doesn't put the hoodie on yet, guessing that Frank wants to check him for further injuries. Frank has lit the lamp over the kitchen table and is indeed waiting with a full med kit. It's not necessary. Jason has checked himself, and there's only a single shallow cut, otherwise just soreness and bruises, and a hint of bruised pride. "Feeling better?" Frank asks, after disinfecting the cut and fixing it with four, probably unnecessary, butterfly stitches. "Much," Jason says, and yawns widely. "Advil," Frank says, and hands him a blister pack. Jason pops two in his mouth, and Frank hands him a Gatorade as well. Jason wrinkles his nose, but accepts it. It will make him feel better in the morning. "You should sleep," Frank says, in a tone that does not accept protest. "Yeah, can I crash on your couch?" Jason asks. Presumably, Frank was prepared to offer, but it's still nice to ask. "You're not sleeping on the couch with that shoulder," Frank grumbles. "We can share the bed." "I'm not really up to anything fun and funky right now, Frank," Jason says, with more than a little regret. He wouldn't mind an encore, not at all, but he is on the verge of falling asleep where he stands. There's no way he's going to be entertaining company tonight. "Jesus," Frank says, "you're barely on your feet. You're obviously not ready for a tumble right now. What kind of guy do you think I am?" "Just managing expectations," Jason shrugs, smiles crookedly. "Give me a good night's sleep, though, and check in again in the morning." "Jesus," Frank says again. "You're not doing anything for a couple of days if I have anything to say about it." He steps right into Jason's space and steers him toward the bedroom with his own body. It's disconcertingly hot. Jason mentally sets himself up for a gold star for every hour past the initial 12 he'll manage to contain himself. Chapter 2. As it turns out, he doesn't even make it to 12 hours. He does make it to 10, because that's how long he sleeps for. When he wakes up, it's with the sun on his skin, warming up his sore shoulder through a gap in the curtains, and his nose nuzzled into the curve where Frank's neck meets his shoulder. He smells good. Everything feels slow and warm and syrupy, time slowing down to a standstill as he enjoys the skin contact, the filtered sunlight, the calm contentment of the moment. He feels safe here, safe and cared for and welcome, in spite of not having planned on either the dumpster, not that anyone would plan on getting thrown in a dumpster, or being fished out of it by Frank. He breathes slowly against Frank's skin, letting his fingers curl around his hip bone before slipping into a doze. Frank stirs about 15 minutes later, and Jason reflexively tightens his grip on his hip before he's completely awake. Frank freezes for a beat, and then relaxes abruptly, sinking his weight back against Jason's front. Jason didn't really clock it earlier, but they're both naked from the waist up, and all that warm, smooth skin has definitely had an effect, conscious or not. Jason is almost fully hard against Frank's ass, only the thin fabric of Jason's borrowed boxers and Frank's sleep pants between them. Jason would apologize for rubbing up against him without even asking, but by Frank's pleased rumble and the way he pushes back against him, he's not exactly opposed. "Morning," Frank says, in a raspy, sleepy voice that has no right to be that hot. He turns his head to look over his shoulder at Jason. His smile grows into a pleased, slightly smug grin. "I thought you weren't doing anything for a couple of days." "I never agreed to that," Jason says, and slips two fingers underneath the waistband of Frank's sleep pants, just on the inside of his hip bone. Frank shivers a little, ticklish or unused to touch, maybe, and then relaxes again. Jason teases his fingers down to the crease of his thigh, drawing random patterns with light touches until Frank squirms a little. "Ticklish?" Jason asks, brushing a kiss against Frank's neck, just below his hairline. His hair is short, relatively freshly cut, but past the stubbly stage, soft and fuzzy. "Hmm," Frank says, instead of answering either way. "Don't stop." "You want to fuck me again, or do you want me to fuck you?" Frank's hips seem to make an involuntary jolt at the second option, and Jason smiles into his hair. "Where's your lube?" "Nightstand behind you," Frank says, and wriggles out of his pants while Jason twists around to reach the nightstand. His shoulder only twinges a little bit. Frank seems a little tense at first, and Jason carefully, gently circles his hole with a single finger, stroking and petting and not pushing at all, until Frank settles a little bit. "It's been a while," he says, which Jason takes to mean years, if ever. He certainly seems tight enough for it, but Jason can be patient when needed, and Frank, when he sighs and relaxes enough to let Jason's finger in, is utterly gorgeous. His eyes close and his mouth parts into a soft pout that Jason really would like to bite. He's hot to the touch, inside, which shouldn't be a surprise, but nevertheless is. Hot and tight, but the way he opens for the second finger, far faster than the first, tells Jason it's not, in fact, the first time. He scissors his fingers, gently at first, and by the time he's adding a third, Frank is rocking back against him, fucking himself on Jason's fingers. Slowly, clearly enjoying it, reaching back to put a firm hand on Jason's neck, holding him in place. When Jason judges him ready, he tips his hips back, just enough to roll on a condom and coat himself in lube before sliding close again, tight against Frank's broad back, nudging against the crack of his ass. Frank makes a pleased kind of rumble. "How do you want me?" Jason murmurs, close to his ear. "From behind, or you can ride me if you'd like." He thinks Frank might like that, being in control, if it's been a while. "My shoulder's not all there yet, but..." "Just like this," Frank rasps, and Jason sure isn't complaining about that. He grabs hold of Frank's inner thigh and pulls his leg up, holding him open. With a controlled roll of his hips, he slides his cock against the crack of Frank's ass until it catches on his rim and he pushes in. It's still a tight fit, but Frank moves back to meet him, even and steady, and Jason has to squeeze his eyes shut for a few beats against the overwhelming heat and tightness around him. "Are you waiting for an invitation?" Frank asks, and it would be more convincingly sarcastic if he'd managed to keep control of his voice all the way through the sentence. Jason huffs a laugh against his skin and digs his fingers into the meat of Frank's inner thigh. "Patience," he murmurs, and then slides in, slowly and carefully, until he bottoms out. Frank makes a punched-out kind of noise and tightens around him, vice-tight and overwhelming. Jason bites the inside of his cheek to keep himself in check and pulls back, slides out at the same glacial pace Frank had fucked him with all those weeks ago. It's unexpectedly intense, the slower movement letting him feel every detail, every inch of Frank's slick heat. He finds a slow, rolling rhythm that balances perfectly between explicit pleasure and control, angles his hips to drag against Frank's prostate with every stroke. Frank is beautifully responsive, in a quiet way that's so very Frank. He shows what he enjoys with little gasps and shudders, and the quietness and slowness magnifies everything to the point that Jason is nearly going insane with the intense tightness squeezing around him irregularly. "Fuck, Frank," Jason pants into his neck. "You feel so good, I can't." "Just a little more," Frank says, breathless and blissed out. "Just a little longer." "Jesus," Jason wheezes, and slows down. He has to, if he's going to have any hope of holding out. Ugh, just like that, Frank moans and tightens his grip around Jason's neck, pulling him forward. Jason tightens his grip on Frank's thigh in involuntary response, and Frank shudders again, all the way to his core. Stay, Frank says, halfway moaning. Stay close. He lets go of Jason's hair and drops his hand down to his cock. From this angle, Jason can see how he's leaking, pre-cum coating Frank's hand, dripping from his fingers. His grip is tight, giving a twisting squeeze over the crown at every pass. Slow, keeping pace with Jason's rhythm. It's possibly the most erotic thing Jason has ever seen. It takes a massive effort of will to hold back, to keep moving slowly and steadily inside Frank as he gradually loses his mind in bliss. Jason can't take his eyes away from his hand and his weeping cock, even as much as he wants to see his face when he's like this. He's suddenly imagining having Frank on his back, wants to watch him writhing on his cock, wants to both see and hear that kind of bliss on him. Frank's breath hitches, and Jason mindlessly bites down on the meat of his neck. Not hard enough to leave a mark, but hard enough that Frank immediately gasps and shudders into his orgasm, tightening impossibly around Jason, pushing him over the edge as he comes messily over his hand, his own stomach, and the sheets. It's definitely the most erotic thing Jason has ever seen. He's never been particularly into cum shots before, but now he wants to lick every drop of it off Frank's skin. Which feels like a third date kind of thing, really, so he contains himself. When he wakes up again, the sun is fully up and he's kicked the sheets off in the warmth of the room. The bed beside him is empty, and he's starfished out on his front, face smushed into a pillow. He stretches and yawns, and when he rolls over, Frank is in the doorway, watching him. He looks like a dream, fresh from the shower, hair still wet, wearing a pair of skin-tight black boxers and blossoming bruises from Jason's fingertips on the inside of his thigh. He smiles and moves over to sit on the edge of the bed, handing Jason a cup of coffee. "I'm not the kind of guy who stays," Jason says, "but damn if you don't make me want to come back." The end.